In France, January is the month for what's known as best wishes ceremonies. It's customary for Frenchmen to throw parties as their boss or someone important wishes them well. It begins with a kickoff televised address by the French president on New Year's Eve, who then receives diplomats, military officers, union leaders, even bakers. During the ceremonies, people forget their differences, or at least they try. NPR's Nick Spicer went to one party where Wynton Marsalis and his ensemble provided the entertainment.
Not everyone throwing a best wishes ceremony, or cérémonie des vœux, can afford this. But when you're the world's second biggest aerospace company, and you want to express your best wishes to reporters, you can afford a little more than the usual champagne. For a big company such as EADS, the ceremony is a chance to try to talk up the firm. Executive President Philippe Camus explains.
We are happy to organize this kind of ceremony for the new year, just to express first our best wishes for our friends, and secondly, to give some information of what is the situation at the end of 2002 and what we do expect for 2003.
But the vœux ceremony is much more than PR or an office party, even though there is something to drink, something to eat, and lots of small talk. Françoise Boursin is a political scientist and an expert on the ceremonies. She herself has 10 of them to go to. Boursin says they go back hundreds of years.
In very old times, people were frightened by the New Year. They thought the New Year could bring lots of unhappiness and very bad things.
Boursin adds expressing good wishes was a way of allaying those fears. But while no one today worries about changes in the calendar or the comings and goings of the millennium, she says the ceremony maintains its usefulness. It amounts to a ceasefire in this country of revolution and poisonous labor relations, not to mention the occasional dramatic lovers' spat.
It's a convivial period where people like to be reassured and people like to feel that the little wars between people are over for this moment.
Nous voyons aujourd'hui des tensions partout dans le monde. Et nous voyons que ce qu'a porté la France.
Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin presenting his best wishes to the press. The world is going crazy, he says, but France, with its tradition of humanism and universal values, will help set things right. The make love, not war message should go over well here, as politicians and the reporters who attack them daily now glad hand and mingle glass in hand. Still, this political affairs reporter has her doubts. Anita Hauser works at France's All News channel.
Certainly not. You know, if you stand beside someone you hate, why would you think of peace and love on this day, on this very day, you know? It doesn't change.
For this one French woman, sometimes sincere wishes for a happy 2003 may be just wishful thinking. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.